Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
To another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Two women started experiencing serious health issues and had no idea the cause was right inside their homes. And it's something that could be lurking in plain sight in many homes. We're talking about mold. Yes, so those women are here to share their stories. Plus, later in the show, we go with a certified mold inspector to figure out how easily mold can hide and where you should be checking for it in your home as well. All right, so we've been wanting to do this show for quite some time. I had my own experience with the mold discovery and having to pack up and vacate my home in 30 days. I put that full story on my personal page at Chelsea Fox 26. Go follow me there. I got so many comments from people who experienced the same thing or something similar. So thank you to everyone who offered support and commented with their own experiences. Thanks to Sunny Ray, who says she went through this at her office building and the ceiling actually caved in. It ruined six businesses there, and she has been working to recover from mental and physical problems that came from that mold experience. And one thing she did comment, she posted that the doctors did not know what to do or what to test for, and that is something that these two ladies can attest to. Welcome Lisa Clinton and Santa Torres. Thank you for coming on and sharing your stories. I know this can scare people, but they need to hear it.
Yes.
Okay, so Lisa, let's start with you. You were dealing with some health issues. What were you going through?
Initially, the health issues started as mild allergies, allergies to certain smells and perfumes, certain foods, and then it escalated. It escalated to thyroid issues, reproductive issues, which are seen as typical for us women, and those issues are still dismissed. And then it escalated even further to my joints, to fluid in my lungs, skin issues, hair falling out, mental decline, depression, and suicidal thoughts and ideologies.
Wow.
It was pretty bad.
It goes deep. Like, people don't realize it's not just the physical, it can affect your mental as well.
Absolutely.
And this was in a home that you bought.
Yes.
And Santa, you were renting an apartment when you dealt with this.
Yes, I was renting an apartment and I had been there close to 2 years. And my first symptoms were constant headaches. I was having headaches as soon as I would go to work, I was fine. As soon as I walk in my door in my home, my head would just start hurting me. And that was ongoing for myself and my family. It went from there to respiratory issues. I was in a hospital twice with respiratory issues.
So when you were first going to the doctor, did they know what to do as you were complaining about all of these side effects?
No, looking back, it seems as if when you mention the possibility of being exposed to mold, they overlook it. They come up with anything other than mold.
Wow. Lisa, did you go through a bunch of tests or did they just push it away as well?
I was dismissed several times. I was labeled as, okay, well, you're in your 40s or you're perimenopausal or it's just age, right? Mm-hmm. But I know my body and I knew something was wrong. So yes, I was dismissed, but there was one or two doctors that advocated for me, but their abilities were limited. One doctor, she actually did a comprehensive blood test and she disproved that, well, no, you're not menopausal. The results from your analysis came back that you were not menopausal, so I'm not sure what's going on there.
And this went on for a while, some years.
Yes.
Years, how many years would you say?
Maybe 6 years.
Okay.
6 years.
Wow. And still trying to figure out what was happening.
Yes, yes. Well, I figured out what was happening, and then once I realized what was happening, I immediately jumped into action to have the repairs done. We had an air purifier installed in our home. We had all of the air ducts professionally cleaned out multiple times a year. We did our due diligence as far as our home, but as far as my health journey, I'm actually still dealing with that today.
Still dealing with those long-term effects.
Yes.
Okay, we have to get into how you made these discoveries, because as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, like, mold can actually hide. Like, you may not even see it. So just to help others know what to be on the lookout for, we'll talk about that. But first, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this. What if the thing that was making you sick was right inside your home? That's what our guests Lisa and Santa experienced. So you guys actually, you started having these health issues and then you figured out the cause. So Lisa, yours was not even visible, this mold.
Correct.
Okay, so how did you find it?
My health journey had become so severe that I heard in prayer and meditation, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, this cannot be life. What is going on with my health? Reveal it to me. And the Lord clearly spoke to me, saying to check your home, check out your home, it's check out your environment. Don't be so quick to assume that it's you. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, here I'm praying about my health. And you're like, but, you know, being grateful. I'm like, okay, thank you, Lord.
He said what he said.
Yes. Yeah. And the very next week, I made an appointment. I had Sears come out, and lo and behold, they found it.
Wow.
And
where was it?
It was inside of my air conditioning. So there was a mechanism called the damper that malfunctioned, and it sealed shut because it rusted, and it did not allow the proper airflow to ventilate. Mm. So as a result, mold and fungus and mycotoxins developed, and it just infiltrated the inside of the entire unit. During the pandemic, we got the work from home mandate. So I was breathing it 24/7, and then that's when the health issues escalated. I kid you not, within one day, less than a day, I lost 5 pounds of inflammation.
Wow.
And in 2 weeks, I lost 25 pounds. All inflammation, all fluid, all toxins.
So this was after they found it, they went through,
cleaned. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you get a look at directly at all the mold?
Yes.
What did you think when you saw all that?
I was disgusted. I was so disgusted, and I just couldn't believe it, because, you know, this is your home.
Yeah.
This is your safe space. You know, and if you appreciate the things that you work for, you know, you take care of it and you pay the money for the things that you want, you expect to get what you pay for.
Yeah. And then there, I mean, we heard about all the health problems that you were having, but it was also actually showing up on you as well. The mold?
Yes. So, well, the mold wasn't showing up on me, but it was manifesting in my skin. I had hives. In my face, in my neck, and in my chest, and I would get these unexplained skin tags.
My goodness. And now, Santa, you actually saw the mold popping up.
I saw the mold start at one, and by the time we left, it was at 18 spots all around my bedroom.
And what did you first do when you saw the first spot? Did you think it was
the first spot? I honestly thought it was probably someone in my home, one of my adult children, probably touching the walls. And then as more spots started coming, I realized it wasn't them. And I went straight to the office, and we had a discussion, and they were like, okay, we'll send someone there. I was at work, and they would come in and they would paint the walls, or they would come and bleach the walls. But in time, they just kept multiplying.
Huh. Okay, so they weren't actually treating it at the source. They were just painting over it, like throw some bleach on it, and saying you should be good.
Yes.
And did your health continue to worsen during that time?
My health did continue. I started having allergies, a lot of bad allergies as well. But I really started seeing it in my daughter. I have a daughter that has some mental issues. And I seen her condition deteriorate quickly since we had been living there. And so I started to research. And there is a link with mental illness and mold. And I started calling the office even more and explaining to them what was happening. And once again, I was dismissed with more bleach, more paint. Mm-hmm. Until I finally decided I'm going to call corporate.
Okay. Did you hear anything similar from your neighbors or anything like that?
I actually went looking to ask my neighbors. And at the time, a couple of them said they didn't see anything. But since I've recently left, my bedroom wall behind me, one of the neighbors that I did go to that has moved out, they are now suffering. And they have mold all in their bedroom. And it's the wall directly that's attached to my bedroom.
Wow. You had to live out your lease knowing that mold was behind the wall?
Yes. The only thing that they offered me was for me to transfer, which would have been fine, but they did not want to cover the cost of moving.
Wow.
So they said, okay, we'll just let you stay in there then until you move.
Was there anything that you ladies learned during this process or even after the fact that would have changed how you handled your discoveries?
I think that as women, we know, like she was saying earlier, we know our bodies. We have to listen to what our bodies are telling us. We have to advocate for ourselves. We have to advocate for our families, because at the end of the day, there are so many that are going to dismiss it.
I totally agree. And then to add to that, I would say, just like you maintain your car, just like you get annual checkups, incorporate that routine maintenance of your home in your budget, right? Don't just assume that your home is as safe as you think it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up getting the homes inspected, because I did go out with a certified inspector. I learned so much about mold, where it could be hiding, what we should be looking for. It could look different as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you should go ahead and sign up for these when you're getting a new home, that's the other thing, because it could not be included in your usual inspection. So much information. You guys do not want to miss the next part of this show. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. If you see or even suspect mold in your home, it is a great idea to go ahead and hire a certified mold inspector. So we went out with Elite Mold Testing and Assessment and went on a hunt, and you won't believe what we found.
Hey, Chelsea, how's it going?
It's great.
Pleasure to see you. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm excited about going along for this mold hunt.
Yes, yes. Well, we're definitely hoping not to find anything, but I mean, we definitely want to make sure we check everything and make sure the clients are safe in their home.
Yeah, okay. So when I dealt with my mold situation, I told you about, I saw black mold coming through the walls.
Yes.
But are there other signs that homeowners can look for?
Absolutely. There's tons. Obviously, one of the first things is smells, because a lot of molds will have a very humid smell. So it'll smell almost like wet laundry, or just in general very musty, or just a different smell from the entire home. Things that you can also look for is like in your vents when they start to discolor. Also, we're going to check all the baseboards throughout the walls, and what we're looking for is any type of displacement, any type of discoloration or warping, and that'll let us know if walls are warping or getting out of place. One of the main things that we always want to look for is your main water spots. Under sinks are always hot spots, next to showers, behind toilets, washing machines, pretty much anywhere that where the water line is running. So we can see right here, actually, you see this warping, this downward bulging here? Okay, so that's letting us know something in there is leaking and dripping. Now, what I have in my hand is a moisture content meter, and it's gonna tell us whether or not it's wet. Anything over 20% is saturation. That means if it's not molded yet, it's gonna be. So the 99% moisture content. So this surface is actually wet, more than likely this is unfortunately gonna have to come out.
Have you seen people try to fix this themselves?
Oh yes, all the time. Most people would just kind of cut out this piece of wood right here and just put another piece of wood on top of it.
Right.
But what happens unfortunately is since it's bulging that way, water has worked its way through and I'm certain it's gonna, you know, damage the back side of it. So you're more than likely gonna have mold under this wood section here. Once you get these mold spores in the home, they get circulated from your HVAC system. Then everybody starts to get sick. The next thing that we do is we do a full moisture map of the entire house. So for example, this wall we already know is adjacent to the master bath. So as we're going here, we're gonna check every spot, but as we get to here, we're looking for signs such as here, where the baseboard is starting to pull away from the wall a little bit.
Mm.
It's kind of letting us know that either the wall or the baseboard is swelling. So we put the meter on here, and every time this beeps,
that
says no, we have a leak. So besides this, we know that there's a master shower going on back here, and that's more than likely obviously where the water is coming from. So once we remove this wall, we can address the master shower, treat any mold, and put it back here without necessarily taking out the master shower, which would save them a ton of money. So we're gonna go ahead and put a piece of blue tape, if I can have you put that on there. So when the remediation team comes in to fix, it'll just kind of point them to exactly where they're working on.
Glad I could help.
Absolutely. All right, so we're gonna open this up right here, because like I told you, under cabinets and under vanities, it's always gonna be a hot spot. So if you take a look here with me, see this valve right here? We can already tell it's leaking just by the corrosion that we're seeing right there.
Mm.
And if you look right under there,
mold.
Exactly. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a swab of this, send it over to the lab and find out exactly what kind it is. Now keep in mind that the type of remediation that we use is gonna be determined by the type of mold. That's why it's always important to sample.
So if it's a toxic mold, what does the remediation look like?
So if it turns out to be toxic, what happens is we're gonna have to, we build a containment for this whole room, meaning we're gonna seal it off and make it airtight. We're gonna separate and create a brand new environment and we put the room under what's called negative air. In this case, no air gets in or out. So this is, well, essentially gonna become a clean room. Now this is gonna allow us, you know, an ample environment to take everything out, go into walls, extract whatever we need without doing what's cross-contaminating the rest of the home. And it keeps everybody safe. So we're definitely gonna take a sample and let's see what the lab has to say about it. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be the bad stuff. So now that we have our sample, we're gonna go ahead and put this inside the tube and label it. And we're gonna send this off to the lab and see what they find.
Rodney, how old are the homes where you're finding mold issues?
So you'd actually be surprised because we get just as many older homes as we get newer. So we get some homes that are 100 years old and we get homes that are literally brand new.
Is there anything else that causes mold other than leaks?
Absolutely. One of the most common causes of mold in the home is actually caused by hyperhumidity. So one of the important things we have to do is we have to check all the vents like this one. And if the HVAC system is not regulating the humidity or the airflow the way it's supposed to, it's definitely going to create mold throughout the home.
Hmm.
So obviously there is some dust on here, but you see those little speckles on there, those little blotches, those are caused by the humidity and that is gonna be mold. So it's
gonna,
yes, absolutely. So it's definitely let us know, we have to check the HVAC system. So if you wanna follow me to the attic. So you see all this? For the most part, this looks really good. What we're looking for is this mastic right here. This is what keeps the system airtight and it keeps the air from escaping. So all of this mastic should pretty much always look like its original color. So there's not really any issues on this part here. That looked pretty good, but over here, you can see that these ducts are a little different. The mastic is already cracking and discolored. You can even see the insulation on the inside. These ducts are no longer airtight. So this HVAC system is not gonna be able to regulate the humidity in the home, which can cause mold. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a sample right here and we can see exactly what's going on inside the system.
If someone is buying a house, do they need to do a separate mold inspection on top of the regular inspection?
So yes, you definitely wanna have, this is an additional inspection. It's supplemental to the home inspection. And home inspectors are not looking for mold.
All right.
All right, this sample is ready. We're gonna go ahead and put it with the others and get them ready for the lab.
Nice. Is there anything that we can do to prevent mold issues in our homes?
Absolutely, there's variety of things that we can do. Every couple weeks or at least once a month, you want to check all your baseboards to make sure that they're not separating from the walls. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I definitely recommend getting one of these moisture meters. Anytime you have a spill, you want to make sure that, you know, obviously you dry it up right away. Mm-hmm. Every couple weeks, you want to check in all your wet spots, laundry room, inside of your cabinets, just to make sure that there was no spills. Aside from that, you definitely want to make sure, especially in your bathrooms, your extractor, most people, they think it's for smells. It's actually to extract the steam that's coming in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. It's I use it for white noise a lot.
Okay, well, yeah, it's loud. Most people don't like it, but I promise you it helps, yeah.
What about our AC? Do we need to have that on a certain setting?
Absolutely. You want to keep it set on auto, not on, because once it goes past a certain level, it'll start working itself and turning itself on, and it constantly circulates air throughout the home. Because once air becomes stagnant and isn't moving around and circulating properly, you'll start to see mold growth on your walls.
Ah, man, I learned so much today.
That's a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me go along with this.
We're so glad to help every way we can.
According to Rodney, a mold inspection can run $600 to $1,000. He says if you get your home inspected and something still seems off, do not hesitate to get a second opinion because it could still save you a lot of money in the long run. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much for watching this episode. We hope you took plenty away from it. Thank you to the ladies Lisa and Santa for coming on, sharing your stories. You didn't even plan this. Y'all just happened to coordinate today.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You helped out so many people. You guys, just remember that if you are experiencing symptoms, be sure to check your home. Get it checked out, okay? Don't hesitate. Listen to your body. And just because you don't see the mold doesn't mean that it's not there. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Chatting with Chelsea. Keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox. And we'll see you on the next Chatting with Chelsea. Come back to me.